With KCBX News, I'm Bree Zunder. The Lompoc Valley Medical Center is at risk of losing their Medicare, Medicaid, and Medi-Cal certifications after a routine review from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found several procedural violations. Willis Jacobson is a reporter from Lee Central Coast News, and he's been covering this story, and he's here on the phone to talk about his reporting. Tell me about the details of this report. What did they find?
There are a lot of different things, I guess you could say, ranged in severity. The majority of the issues seem to be technical or, you know, policy related with staff. But, you know, there were things like when the team was there, they walked past a room and a computer screen, a computer terminal, was up with a patient's confidential information displayed on that screen while it was unattended, which, you know, was one of the knocks. There were other things like air quality tests and found that there were pathogens in the air that a specialist, an infection preventionist at the hospital, told them, you know, could have been pathogens from the patient population that were, you know, just traveling through the air. In the pharmacy, they found that the proper cleaning fluids weren't being used to clean countertops before mixing medications. IVs weren't being labeled correctly. There were some issues with the food service where food is being kept out longer than it should, or there weren't records on how long the food was being kept out and the temperatures of the food. So, and also the cleaning fluids in the food area also weren't being tested properly, they found. Yeah, there was just a wide range of issues that amounted to this 128-page report. The CEO of the Lompoc Valley Medical Center, Jim Raggio, he noted that they've had four of these checks in the last 12 months, but, you know, this clearly was the worst of them. He said they've never had one that's been this severe in nature. With all that said, he still said he has no concerns that they'll pass their follow-up. You know, because of this, the state sent them a letter that they could lose Medi-Cal certification, and they could also lose Medicare and Medicaid. So, and that makes up two-thirds of their business, so that would not be something they could survive. The important thing is that they get everything fixed up, because they'll have another surprise inspection between now and June 8th, which is when those deadlines are to lose the Medi-Cal and Medicare.
If the hospital ends up losing their Medicare, Medicaid, and Medi-Cal patients, where would they go in the Lompoc area? Is there any place else to go that's not super far away?
Well, in the Lompoc Valley, there aren't many other options. There are other clinics, you know, Santhem Clinic, but for a full-service hospital and emergency room with 24-hour care, they'd pretty much be forced to make the trip to either Santa Barbara or, I guess, Goleta or Santa Maria. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is something that would be critical if things don't go the way that the Lompoc Valley Medical Center Administration seems to think they will go.
You mentioned a little bit about the reaction of the hospital to this report, but can you get into a little more detail about that, how they responded?
Well, just from I've only spoken to the CEO of the hospital, and he was very straightforward, very no doubt in his mind that everything that was raised in this report, which was released in March, the actual inspections were done in the first week of February, and the report was released in March, so they've had a few months to, you know, go over this. He was very confident in that everything has been corrected since then, and some of the things he said were corrected, you know, while the team was still there for that week of inspections. A lot of the other things amounted to, you know, just educating staff on the policies and, you know, making sure that those policies were being followed, which was a lot of the problems in this report.
Willis Jacobson is a reporter for Lee Central Coast News. He reports on the Lompoc Vandenberg Village area, and he's been covering the story about the Lompoc Valley Medical Center, which is at risk of losing their Medicare, Medicaid, and Medi-Cal certification after a routine review from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found several procedural violations. Thank you for joining us, Willis.
All right. Thank you. Anytime.
Bree Zunder, KCBX News.